You think you ever give off red flags without even knowing that you're red flagging something?
Probably.
How would you know it if you don't know it?
I think some people don't care. Yeah. More often you're right, Joe. I think most people don't know they're doing it.
Yeah, that's why I just said probably. I mean, I don't know.
That's a good answer. Probably.
Like, you know.
Probably.
These are the signs that are bad that you can't afford to ignore. This is early dates in the beginning of a relationship.
Okay. Yeah.
First impressions. This is the category here.
Yeah.
Arrives late, even seconds late, is bad.
Seconds late?
Wow, seconds late, huh?
Crap, dang.
Man.
Early is on time is late, they say. Apparently you're going on a date with former NFL coach Tom Coughlin. That was his famous policy.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I hate that so much. It's like when you make a doctor's appointment. They're like, oh, your doctor, okay, appointment for 3 o'clock. We'll be here at 2:45. So is it really 2:45?
No.
Well, you have to fill out the paperwork.
And also it's 3.
That's
and also
a whole other problem.
Paperwork is still the same. It's all the same. Everything's the same.
At least at my doctor's office and that hospital system, they've started allowing you to do e-check-in.
Yeah, that is
and
nice.
And so the other day I had an appointment at 3, and I thought they were going to tell me I was late because I arrived at 2:58. I checked in, sat down, and they said my name, and I was like, whoa, this is how it never will ever be again.
Yeah, that's like getting a table at the bar. It's excellent.
That's half the reason I changed doctors, because every time I would go in there, they'd give me the clipboard with like the 6 pages. I'm like, really? Pretty sure that I filled all this out, and nothing's changed since the last time.
No, you can't say that.
Yeah,
You can never just say nothing's changed. You have to prove it by filling in circles. First impressions on the date.
That being said, though, I think a bigger red flag would be the person who gets spazzy about the other person who shows up 10 seconds late for a first date.
Yeah, that's a real
if I'm meeting somebody, we go, hey, let's meet at 6:30 at whatever place. Okay, great. And I'm there at 6:29, and they get there at 6:32. Oh, no.
That's their fault.
That's not that big of a... Whatever.
They're the problem.
They're already not making you a priority.
If they get there at 7:30, that's different. Like, that's pretty bad. A couple minutes, no big deal.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Then text.
All right, number two. If they have resting disappointed face.
Wow, what a politically correct way to say that.
Yeah.
That rolls off the tongue. Disappointed face.
If they just have a face that looks like they're a jerk.
Are they punchable?
It's RBF.
Mm-hmm. As they said, if they can't conceal their dismay that perhaps you are not quite what they had in mind, imagine that face in church or perspiring and impassive grunting, I do.
Well, is it just resting jerk face, or is it that they're actually making a displeasured face at you?
Because if that's the case, you should listen to that.
Yeah, then.
And you don't know them yet. What if they have an issue? Like, something is wrong with their face. Maybe it's permanently that way from a terrible accident they had.
It's not that I find you to be someone that gives me dismay. I have Bell's palsy. Get off my back.
That's a red flag.
That's a red. Oh, your face muscles are taking a break.
I mean, that being said, though, I don't want to date anybody with a perma frown.
Who would go on a date if they just got Bell's palsy? Maybe just wait it out.
That would have been an interesting message to try. Like when Kayla and I were first getting together, like, hey, I know we're supposed to get together on Friday, but I just dipped into a round of Bell's palsy. Can we put it off, or can you remember that my face will go back up?
Half my face is slumped. No.
No, I would have made an excuse.
Absolutely, of course.
I'm not showing that. Cancels the date on short notice. Unless someone died, they're the worst.
Wow, death is it, huh? That's the only reason.
I mean, anybody who cancels plans last minute for a stupid reason is kind of a jerk.
Yeah, for a stupid reason.
But if it's a stupid reason. But I think there are more good reasons than just death. Possibly.
That's what the article says.
Sometimes things pop up, like, especially, I mean, what if somebody has kids or something? One of them comes home and they're sick.
What if you got Bell's palsy? Like,
yeah, what if you had come down with Bell's palsy?
What if they get in an accident and they're not dead, but close to it?
What if they're in an accident and they're going to be fine? They just aren't sure yet.
No excuse.
Yeah.
Get there.
Sorry.
Go on the date.
Yeah. Walk.
All right. Table manners.
Okay.
Different category.
This is a big one.
If they insist on ordering for you, who would do that?
No one does that.
Nonsense.
Complains
you can only do that if you're super
about
rich.
The food. Well, it'd have to be pretty bad before you're like, they really made a scene.
I mean, I think, yeah, you get the sense if they're a chronic complainer of everything.
This one. All right. If he or she is pouring your wine and they fill the glass too much or they top it off before you're ready, they're trying to get you drunk.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it's time to party.
Big time.
All right. Yeah. Here are several also table manners ones that I think you would do and never think they're bad. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Order something to share.
What?
Like an appetizer or some small plates with cutlery and whatever.
That's considered rude?
I guess so.
No apps at this table.
So red flag, Kelly.
Yeah.
Tells you they're trying to be healthy.
Wait, going back to the first one, what if you really do want something to share? Do you both have to order it at the same time?
I think
they're both red flags.
I think maybe it's if you just order it without saying anything. If you just go, we're doing this. Like, yeah, we'll get an order of calamari to share. And the other person, like, hates it. And you go, cool, thanks.
Maybe.
Okay.
Then maybe.
Eats anything with onions.
Agreed.
Really?
They're the worst.
Yeah. They are, but
onion people are disgusting. Yeah.
It's okay if you're both onion people, though. You got to have that conversation. Nope. Are we onion people?
Yeah.
That's date one, one.
And honestly, you should also lump that in with garlic people.
Yeah, their genitals are going to taste foul.
Are you gonna make out later? Then you both have to be on the garlic page.
I love garlic.
I do, too.
And onions.
I'm okay with onions.
All right, this next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a red flag you'd never see.
Bigger than onions?
Yeah.
All right.
If someone is on a date and they order only water, that is a red flag.
Yeah, water people suck too.
I hate the high.
I'm a red flag then.
This is a little bit sad for our society. If they're not drinking, it's because that means they don't think this date is going anywhere. Is that the only way dates happen?
No, that's why you drink more.
Sober people never want a date to go anywhere.
Wow. Yeah.
What if they just order a cola? Is that worse than water?
It doesn't say.
Much worse.
I think only ordering water is only an issue if that's literally the only thing they get. Like if you're going to dinner and you meet for dinner and then you go, I'll take the steak and a beer. And the other person goes, I'll have water. And that's it.
Well, that would be weird.
Like, well, this is just awkward. Now I'm just eating water in front of you. Like, what's the deal, man?
Yeah,
can't
I don't
do that.
I don't eat. I get my energy from the sun.
Yes.
That would be really weird.
Yeah.
I'm a D-man.
All right, some things you should watch out at red flags in conversation. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
If he says, I'm not like the other guys.
I'm not like the other guys. I don't drink only water.
You're going to, I'll show you. I'm going to be so drunk before dessert gets here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the jealous type. They say leave by the fire exit.
Yeah, usually not people who make door. Those qualifications are, in fact, whatever they say they're not.
Complains a lot, reverts every story you tell back to them quickly, talks about their exes, asks loads of questions but never answers any, or is not curious about you whatsoever.
Well, yeah.
I think those are all true.
Yeah.
I mean, like, those are.
Yeah. Or if they spend the entire date talking gossipy stuff about people you don't know. Well, that would just be boring as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, there really is nothing. Like going on a date where you ask all of the questions, it's like, all right, are you ever going to ask me anything? Like, what the hell?
It's just an interview.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They don't care about you.
Like, and, you know, I don't want to. This sucks. Cool.
Outwings, here's one for you that you've referenced before. Overly self-deprecating.
Yes.
So it says they either have zero confidence and will need a lot of coaching, or deep down they know they're an 11 out of 10 at everything and they're fishing for compliments.
Yeah, I suppose that could be.
Well, if they're an 11 out of 10.
Mine is compensating insecurities.
It's not the you think you're better than everyone?
No, definitely not.
That sounds
also,
fun for once.
But also sometimes I think I'm hilarious.
Yeah.
But my hilarity is based on making fun of myself.
Yeah,
The last one they list is if they sit down at the table and within 10 seconds say, boy, they're just really tired from today. Who would do that?
Yeah, that's preemptive. If this doesn't go well, I have an out. I've just laid out an out.
I'm so tired.
Like, all right, well, I remember when I said I was really tired.
Well, why'd you come out?
It's really kicking in.
You should have canceled.
Yeah.
Why did you make me come here? What are you doing?
Yeah, that's not the way to get the sliz. Uh-uh.
A couple Bell's palsy texts. I've gotten Bell's palsy twice in the last year, and all my girlfriend does is roast me when my face is weird.
As she should. As she should.
Wait, it's twice a good in thing the last you already year. Have a girlfriend. Yeah.
Doesn't that last for like, I thought that lasted for months and months.
I feel like my neighbor had it, and it was like a couple weeks.
Yeah, it says in most cases, the weakness is temporary. The weakness is temporary and significantly improves over a matter of weeks.
God, if I got that, I would kill myself.
Stop kidding. This
okay,
one,
Bell's palsy people.
I had Bell's palsy happen once, and I live alone. Kids were at their dad's, and I work at home, and apparently didn't look at a mirror all day. But my friend, the next door neighbor, works out in a gym in my basement sometimes, and he showed up at the end of the day, and we were talking, and then he went, your face looks weird. And we're friends, so I said, yeah, well, F you, your face looks weird. And then he had to convince me to look in a mirror, and I went, oh, you're right, mine looks weird.
Wow. Didn't even know.
That'd be a bummer.
That's
you're like,
brilliant.
Oh, yeah, well, you're stupid. No, let's take this test. You're actually stupid.
Yeah, just look in a mirror.